Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And that was that. The San Francisco Giants ending Kansas City's storybook season with a 3-2 win over the Royals in Game 7 of the World Series last night in Kansas City, giving the Giants 3 titles in the last 5 years. The headline in the San Francisco Chronicle reads simply, Dynasty. The Kansas City Star headline reads, Loss won't diminish Royals' magic season. And it was a magic season. It was the Royals' first playoff since 1985 when they beat the St. Louis Cardinals to win their only World Series title. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, it was a nail-biter in Game 7, but the Giants had a hero in this pitcher, Madison Bumgarner.
Oh, so amazing. Bumgarner on 2 days rest. And this not just is it not done, you get 5 days rest between pitches. Because it's not done, the pitcher's body is not used to it. And as great as Bumgarner won, he had the win in game one. He only gave up a run, and that was after the game was put away. Had a complete game, 9 innings in game 5. 2 days rest. Maybe he'll get an inning out of him. Maybe he'll get two. Gives you 5 innings. 5 scoreless innings. Amazing.
But the Royals made a lot of mistakes.
Well, I would say the Royals did great. And yes, the difference between winning is the word dynasty and losing is loss won't diminish Royals' magic season. That is true. But Eric Hosmer slides into first base instead of running through it. That would have got him out of a double play. It was looked at first time World Series, looked at the TV review. Eric Gordon did not hustle as much as he could have. He ran pretty hard, but with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth of the World Series, the ball got past the center fielder Blanco, was booted out in the outfield. There is a possibility, however small, that Gordon could have tied the game on not an inside the park home run, but a triple and an error if he had been running 100%. There was a fly ball that Pablo Sandoval, the San Francisco player, tagged up on. I don't think that that was handled well. There was Ned Yost bunting when he shouldn't have. And the big thing is, as great as Bumgarner was, the Royals swung at everything. And maybe this is because they had faced him before and they said, look, we're only going to get strikes. It wasn't the case. He was in and out of the zone, but the Royals did him a favor by just swinging at pitches that were way out of the zone. That made Bumgarner, well, you could argue maybe Bumgarner didn't need to come into the zone if they were going to swing so freely, but I think that did hurt the Royals for sure.
And what about this dynasty label for the Giants? 3 World Series titles in 5 years.
I think it's true. I think it's apt. I think that in this day and age where you can't retain players forever, like, you know, the Yankees could with the reserve clause, the fact that their GM, Brian Sabian, puts these rosters together and Buster Posey is a constant. And there are a few guys who are constant, but, you know, guys are going to go and guys have come and guys have gone. And Tim Lincecum, a great pitcher. The last couple World Series, this World Series had a very, very minor role. It's extremely apt to call them a dynasty. I agree with that label.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Were people watching because there were these chances for these great series that would have had two teams that were near each other playing? There was the possibility that the Orioles and the Nationals would make it. They didn't. There was a possibility that we would have a show me series in the Royals and the Cardinals. There were some California teams that were in the mix, but that didn't happen. And the ratings weren't very good, right?
Yes, that's true. But compare it to everything on TV. It's a little unfair to say that the ratings weren't good. Compare it to what ratings the Golden Girls got back in the 80s and whatever the number one sitcom is now, Community, to pick a sitcom that actually has bad ratings. But anyway, they always compare it to the NFL. The NFL is the exception. All ratings are down. Baseball is local. If you didn't watch Game 7, is that the fault of baseball? You missed a great game.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, host the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.